you know, it's Pittsburgh week, and you know, this is as usual a very impressive team to watch. You know, that organization's done, you know, a great job for a long, long time, and you know, once again, it looks like they, you know, they have a real strong football team. Watched them last year when we didn't play them, but there was a possibility we could have played them there at the end of the year. We did a little work on them. It didn't materialize. And then this year, you know, watch them in preseason, go back over their 14 tapes and all. You know, really explosive team offensively and in the kicking game. You know, can score from anywhere, have a lot of different guys that can do it. Very experienced team offensively, and a real good group of core guys, you know, on special teams. Defensively, you know, a little bit of transition there with some younger guys. Looks like they've modified their scheme a little bit to, you know, incorporate some of Coach Tomlin and Coach Butler's a little bit different philosophy maybe from what they did last year, although there's a lot of carryover from last year too. They're very, you know, multiple group. But, you know, a good football team all the way around. They play hard. They're tough. They're a physical team in all three phases of the game. So, you know, we're gonna need to be at our best here on Thursday night, and can't afford to make any mistakes. We're gonna play a tough physical game. Can't afford some of the bad penalties that we had last week against the Giants, and take advantage of our opportunities. So, it's always good to, you know, be working on a, you know, real opponent now. You know, roster moves are always challenging this time of year, and we talked about that the other day. It's difficult to tell players after they've worked as hard as they have for such an extended period of time that there's not a spot for them on the team, but unfortunately that's the rules of the road, so you know, we all have to adhere to them. So we'll move past that and try to get things established as quickly as we can here over the weekend relative to the practice squad and the final assemblage of the roster and so forth. And but, you know, right now really we're got, you know, all of our attention on Pittsburgh other than, you know, some roster moves that we're required to make.
Tom Brady released a lengthy statement on his Facebook page, his reaction to the judge's decision. Have you had a chance to say a lot? I know you're not a big fan of social media, but he said that to an extent he feels like we've all lost in this. What are your feelings about the judge's decision, Tom?
Do you have a feeling about it?
Right now, my feelings are on Pittsburgh. Trying to get our team ready to play the Steelers. We got a big game on Thursday night. That's what my job is. That's what I'm focused on.
Bill, what have you seen from Archer? It seems like he's kind of a dynamic back, both as a running back. Do they split him wide?
Absolutely, yeah. They've used him a lot in preseason. He's gotten quite a few touches. He's both in the backfield and out of the backfield. So he's somewhere between a back and a receiver. Very, very fast, explosive player, dynamic with the ball in his hands. But shows some toughness, you know, in blitz pickup and, you know, times where there's contact and involved. He's, you know, he's willing to, you know, get in there and try to do it. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but I wouldn't say he, you know, lacks courage.
Without Bell, do they still have a lot of speed in
that
backfield?
Well, they don't need back there. We've started the best going on field. These guys in the 4-2 range, so I don't think there's – I don't know there's a faster player on the field than him, period. No, he's not in there all the time, but, you know, he's been in there quite a bit. I mean, they've used him a lot in preseason, so.
You guys added a player yesterday, Justin Coleman, the cornerback. Just wanted to find out why you decided to make a move to bring him in and how difficult just in general it might be for a guy in this situation come to a new team just before cuts to make a case for a roster spot.
Well, it's, you know, look, there's a lot of transactions this time of year, this week, next week, last week. I mean, it's that time of year. So, you know, we have people on and off the roster. I mean, it's going to be that way for a while. We're trying to find the most competitive team, the best mix that we can find, whether that's based on maybe a need that we have or just a player that we like that we want to take a look at. So it's a combination of all those things. But, I mean, now's the time to do it.
When you're looking at a guy like Cadet, is it hard to get a true evaluation of him because you really didn't get to see him at all in the preseason?
Sure. Yeah. We'd love to have had him out there every day. So we're going on less information with some players than others. But it's nothing we can do about it. So we have to go with what we have and try to figure it out the best we can.
The unveiling of the Super Bowl banner Thursday, you've been through this before. Do you tell players to revel in it a little bit, or do you tell them just stay in game character and worry about that later? What's your past experience and what will be Thursday?
Yeah, right now our focus is on the Steelers. That's it. So whatever else happens is really, I mean, it's nice. It's, you know, good, but it's, we're in 2015.
Is Tom Brady going to be available to speak this week like he normally is the weeks leading up to a game? He's just not
the PR department about that. I'm just the coach. Just trying to coach the team.
Whenever we talk about Ben Roethlisberger, the struggles of bringing him down are often mentioned because he's 241 pounds. So.
Yeah, he's probably that in the eighth grade, Mike. He's all at 241, trust me.
Think about that. The quarterbacks in the time that you coach that are tough to bring down. I mean, where do you put them, and who are some of the?
Yeah, he's a huge challenge. He's got good. I mean, he's big. He's strong. He's got good balance, and he can, even when he's under guys grabbing him and pulling him and hanging on him, he still has the strength to throw the ball and throw it accurately. So it's tough. And it's tough to get to him. And it's tough to get him down. We saw that 2 weeks ago with Newton, and that was different, but similar. Similar kind of problem. There's a few guys like that that we just have to play him accordingly. But he's a big challenge. He does a great job of that. And, he makes a lot of plays with guys hanging all over him.
What are your thoughts on him as a competitor? You guys have had some high stakes games against them.
Yeah, he's killed us. Last 2-3 times he's played us. He's thrown for over 400 yards and whole bunch of touchdowns. I don't know, I lost track of what the numbers are, but it was a lot, just going through the tapes. I mean, it's made a lot of plays against this last, what was it, 2-3 games we've been watching. He's been very productive against us.
Bill, have they pretty much moved on from the Dick LeBeau approach, or does Coach Butler still have some of the concepts that LeBeau had for so many years?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he coached for him for 11 years.
You still see a lot of those LeBeau influences.
I think you see a mix. 4-3, 3-4, some of Coach Tomlin's philosophy, or, defense when he was at Minnesota, and some of what they've done in the past, whether you want to call that with LeBeau or Butler, who was also there, or Tomlin, who was also there. I don't know. You'd have to ask them how all that works. But I'd say they mix zone, man, blitz zone, 4-3, 3-4, plus their nickel packages. So they do several different things. They try to keep you off balance with that, and they do a good job of it. I don't think you can just say this is, they just do one thing. That's definitely not them.
Cameron Hayward is a player that didn't play in a starting role his first 2 years in the league, and then his third year started to start for them. What have you seen from him in terms of the last time you saw them in 13, probably just breaking through in that role to now?
I mean, solid, solid guy. He's, big, strong, more of an inside pass rusher, defensive end in their 3-4 scheme. To really, more of an inside guy in passing situations with their outside linebackers of, Harrison, or, Worlds last year, Means, Dupree, whoever it happens to be, like, then those guys kind of move inside, whether it be him to it, or the guys they've had in the past, like Smith and Kiesel and all, it's still kind of that role, I would say. But, you know, plays hard, tough, physical, strong, hard to move, you know, hard to move off the line of scrimmage. He's a good power rusher, pretty instinctive player. You know, it's a good player. I mean, they have a good front. The guys are young. They're big, they're strong, they're young, and the inside linebackers are all fast. Timmons, Spence, and Shazier, they all run well. They cover a lot of ground. They pursue well. They're good in pass coverage. So they have a lot of team speed at the inside linebacker spots, and then they have a lot of athleticism and whether it's outside linebacker, defensive end, whatever you want to call it. You know, with that group of players, that, you know, that Harrison, Dupree, Moats group, yep. Jarvis Jones.
How do you feel about the play of your offensive line moving forward?
I think we'll all find out where we are in every place once we get into the regular season games. So we keep working on everything. We'll see how it all shakes out once we get to the regular season competition. Preseason's preseason. Regular season is be a whole different test.
Jack Mason and Trey Jackson, we saw them get a lot of looks. Did they do enough to get a regular spot or get a lot of looks?
We've improved, yeah. We'll put the guys out there that we think give us the best chance, like we always do. They've all been, those guys have gotten played a lot of football and have gotten better and improved a lot. That's what they need.
When you go into week one, you have to be, you said this before, you have to be sort of ready for the unexpected because teams maybe haven't shown a ton in the preseason. And obviously it's a new year and you don't have a ton of tape. So how important, I guess, is it to have experienced players out on the field to be able to react to things that they haven't seen? I don't know if that makes sense. But
yeah, that's totally. A combination of experienced players and experience within your scheme so that, you know, we have adjustments for everything just like everybody does. So if they do this, then we do that. But, you know, you have to be able to execute that. I mean, you have to know what it is, and then you have to be able to recognize the situation and then apply it and execute it. So all those things come in play. So, you know, experienced players but not experienced in a system, you don't have that same level of being able to make adjustments or adapt to whatever is different as you do when everybody has been in that system, and then they can, you know, all kind of hopefully recall or be able to transition to those adjustments, even though you haven't spent a lot of time on them. So we have to be ready to do that, and I'm sure those things will come up in the game for us and them on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game, and that's what opening day is. So that'll be key for us to be able to handle those situations as smoothly as possible. And experience is a big factor there. But, you know, so is playmaking ability and performance. So, you know, just, you know, putting guys out there know what to do but can't do anything, I mean, that's not really the answer either. So, you know, me and a couple of coaches go out there, maybe we know what to do, but, I mean, you don't want that, so.
How good has Gerard been at that kind of thing?
I think that's a big strength of his. He's really good. Really good at understanding the overall concept of the game, the total, the line, the linebackers, the secondary, how it fits together, what trumps what overlaps, you know, what we can do here, but we can't do it if something else is another play or another, you know, part of the defense is involved. He's a good communicator. You know, he knows who he's talking to. You know, he can direct his calls to a particular individual, or, you know who the call applies to and make sure that person has it. Maybe other guys don't even care what it is, but it's got to be communicated to that specific part of the defense, one or two, three guys, whatever it happens to be. So he's very good at that.
I know you've mentioned in the past that opening week is unique in terms of the rest of the season, you know, in comparison to the rest of the season. Is this week, this opening week, even that much more challenging because there is all that other stuff going on? Or
we have the same amount of time as they do. It's, you know, it's time to play. We'll be ready to go. They'll be ready to go. You know, a couple days, both teams will be maybe a little marginally better prepared, but it's the same for both teams. So, we'll, you know, we work backwards. Tell us when the game is, and then we work backwards in terms of our preparation. That's what we've done. You know, we'll take the time that we have, do the best we can to be ready to go at game time, whenever the games are scheduled, and go out there and compete. So.
Final question. You still get geeked up about opening day? Is it your favorite day of the year?
I don't know about that, but it's definitely an exciting day. You know, a lot goes through your mind, you know, all the things we just talked about, you know. Should we have prepared more for this? Are we ready for that? How's this going to go? How's that going to go? Then once the ball's kicked off, then you just start coaching or playing, whatever your role is. So it's always good for the, you know, when that ball's kicked off the tee, you know, we really start the game. Then I don't know, would it General Eisenhower say, before the battle, preparation's everything. Once the battle starts, preparation doesn't mean anything. You're fighting the battle. So I think that's kind of the way it is in football. Once a game starts, then kind of all that you've done, now it's unfolded, now you're reacting to what you're seeing. Still an element of preparation by certain situations, but you know, the game unfolds pretty quickly. So once that happens, then we just get to work.
Thank you.
Okay.